I asked Jesus about a divorced passerby, Cesar Sandoval of Honduras 5. May the Lord bless you, brothers. My name is Cesar Sandoval. I am from the country of Honduras in Central America. On this occasion, I present myself to share a beautiful experience that the Lord has shown me on April 15, 2019. I will begin by telling you how it happened. On April 15, 2019, I was in the room of my house. There was no electricity at that time and the heat was suffocating. There was a plague of mosquitoes at that time, and for all that I could not sleep. My wife and my son began to go to bed at about 10 o'clock at night. I received the experience on April 15, 2019 at 2 a.m. in the morning. I was already tired because I fanned my wife and my child so that they could sleep because of the heat. When they were already asleep, I was already tired of fanning them air with a towel. At about 2 in the morning, I was already sleepy and sat down in bed. When I laid down, the first thing I saw when I closed my eyes is that the Lord was there. The Lord had arrived, and at that moment he mentioned a few words. He told me, "I come here because I have one thing to show you." I told the Lord, "Do your will, Lord." My spirit came out of my body in seconds. When we were already in another place, I began to observe that very beautiful resplendent place. The colors moved from one place to another and were very bright around that whole place. The first thing I began to observe was a part where there were many rooms. It was a single building, but it was divided into rooms. I began to observe that place, and the Lord said to me, "Come, because I will show you the symphony that is heard in the kingdom of heaven when a sinner repents." Then I began to look inside those rooms. In those rooms there were musical instruments. I began to observe guitars, pianos, violins, trombones, and all kinds of musical instruments were there. Then the Lord began to tell me, "Here is the place where musical instruments are played when a sinner repents on earth." Luke 15:10 In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. At that moment we started to turn back. When we were going around, I began to listen to the melody of those instruments, a very gentle melody, a very sublime melody. It was not like our earthly melodies. It was a very beautiful melody, very beautiful. Hearing that sound so beautiful and sublime, the Lord told me, "That is the melody played here in heaven when a sinner repents there on earth." But I did not look who played the instruments. I simply listened to the sound of the instruments, nothing more. And then he told me, "Let's go, because I have other things to show you." He took me by the hand and we went to a place where there were many small rooms. He told me, "We are going to enter here." When we entered that room, I saw that it was rectangular. It had a material on the walls, but I do not know what kind of material it was, but it is not a material like the houses built here on earth, but it is a very different material. I started to see that very beautiful material. After we entered, I began to observe that on the left side there was a very long table. I also began to observe that in front of that room until reaching the bottom there were many small tables separated from each other, and on that table, I began to observe a very beautiful crown on each of the tables. Then when I began to look at the part where that long table of pure gold was at the entrance, I began to observe that there were rings above those tables, many rings. The Lord told me, "This is the ring of my servant Brenda Sandoval." I began to observe that very beautiful ring of pure gold, very large, and that at the same time had many small pearls embedded, and also had precious stones of all colors that shine at the same time of pure gold. The Lord said to me, "Look at this other ring. It belongs to my servant Ronaldo Sandoval." I began to see that the ring was also pure gold, but the difference is that some rings were more beautiful than other rings, some more ornate than other rings. I watched more rings, and the Lord said to me, "Look at this ring that I have in my hand, which is for a servant, a pastor that is on earth and suffers due to the sound doctrine he preaches. His name is Maximiliano Fuentes." Jesus told me, "This pastor has suffered a lot for the cause of my gospel, but see that he has this ring because of that suffering he has on earth." I looked at that very beautiful ring, very large, full of pearls and small embedded diamonds. I kept watching, and he told me, "This other ring you see is for my servant Yolanda Sandoval. This other ring you see here is for my servant Matthias Gill, and this other ring you look at here is of my servant Pastor Joel Perdomo." At that moment, I began to see the rings, and the Lord was pointing his finger at those rings. When we were in that room, I started asking the Lord, "Lord, I have a question that a pastor has asked me on earth." He told me, "Tell me." The Pastor Joel Perdomo told me about a question he asked you, but you haven't answered it. Jesus told me, "Tell me." I told that question to the Lord. I said, "Pastor Joel Perdomo has told me to ask you what you think about people who have married on earth, have divorced and then remarried with another person. Do you agree with that, or what can you tell me, Lord?" Then the Lord said to me, "I know that my servant Joel Perdomo has been asking me that question. He has been in prayer and prayer asking me, but I have not answered him personally because I have other people who can answer that. He told me, go and tell my servant that I only see the first marriage. I do not see a second marriage nor a third. I only see the first marriage. I said to him, Lord, I want to know if you agree with this couple who were previously married, have divorced and have remarried with other persons. Then the Lord said to me, look, I only look at the first marriage. I do not see a second marriage because in my presence there is only one marriage. I only approve the first marriage, not the second. If one of the two people in that relationship of remarried people had not been married before and separates, he would be free. Then I told him, Lord, I have a friend that is a pastor on earth. He was single and he married a woman who had been married before. Tell me if he separates, what happens? He replied, again as I told you before, I only approve the first marriage. There is no other, but if he separates and leaves sin, he will be free because he was not married before. I do not approve that marriage because I only see the first marriage made by the woman who has divorced. Then I got out of that doubt and he said, come because I have to show you other crowns. He told me, look at this crown of my servant Matthias Gill. I looked at that very beautiful and resplendent crown, large with pearls, diamonds of all kinds. I began to observe that very large crown on top of that small table. It shines and it kept shining. I also began to observe more crowns of other servants of God. I began to see a very beautiful crown, but it was not gold. It was full of pearls, diamonds of all colors. There were precious stones that shone like white. Another stone glowed green. Others glowed blue. Others are red. There were all kinds of precious stones. The Lord told me, this crown belongs to my servant Brenda Sandoval. The Lord contemplated it, even took it in his hand. He told me, this crown has jasper, sapphire and carnelian stones. The Lord began to mention the details of the crown and began to observe it. That crown was very large and it was very fine and it was like glass, like clear glass. It was very beautiful and full of diamonds and pearls. I began to observe. He said, look at this crown. This is of my servant Ronaldo Sandoval. We began to observe a very large gold crown, but at the same time it was stagnant. Ronaldo Sandoval's crown was stagnant, but it is very beautiful and large. It also has pearls and diamonds of all kinds, but it looked a little poorer. I did not see that it had received more diamonds or pearls, but that still had very bright look, and at the same time I looked at the others that was receiving more and more and more pearls. I also began to observe another crown and he told me, this crown belongs to my servant Jolanda Sandoval. It was very large, also made of pure gold, shining and full of pearls, but it was also stagnant. It was big, big, big and pure gold, but it was stagnant. It didn't receive any more material compared to Brenda's. I began to observe another crown and he told me, this crown belongs to my servant Maximiliano Fuentes the pastor. I have already showed you his ring before. He told me, he has a pure gold ring here with the same pearls you see in the crown. The pearls are smaller in size on the ring but larger in size in this crown. This is the crown of my servant Maximiliano Fuentes. He told me, when you go to the land, tell the pastor Maximiliano Fuentes to make an effort as there is little time left, that this is the reward I have for him, that he must be faithful to me until death. I have asked about the life of Pastor Maximiliano Fuentes because I don't know him. God revealed to me his name in heaven, his crown and his ring. If the pastor listens to me, I tell him to make an effort because it is a very beautiful crown, very bright, large, a pure gold shining full of pearls along with the ring. The ring was on a separate table and its crown was on a separate table. Then he showed me a larger crown, the most beautiful brilliant crown of pure gold, as if it were someone very large who was going to take it. I began to see the crown full of pearls, diamonds but larger and in pure gold with pearls of all kinds and diamonds of all colors. That crown was without equal. I have not seen a more beautiful crown like the one I was contemplating, and the Lord told me, look, this is the reward I have for my servant Joel Perdomo. This is the crown that I have for him and for now. I said to the Lord with such emotion, Lord, where is my crown? I want to know where my crown is. He looked at me in a way that I didn't look at his face, but I did hear his very beautiful voice and he said, your crown? He told me, you don't have a crown in this place. I wanted the Lord to show me my crown, but he told me, you don't have a crown in this place. I wondered, but why don't I have a crown? That is because you have not worked much in my kingdom despite living a holy life. I asked the Lord more things. I said, Lord, I want to know if that pastor who is my friend who is married on earth with a person who is previously married has a crown here? Lord, does he have a crown here? The Lord told me, that pastor has nothing registered here in the kingdom of heaven because of his sin of adultery, but if he departs from that sin of adultery, he will obtain mercy in all the things he has done on earth. I will take them into account. I will put them to his account and give him a crown. But while he is in that sin, he cannot get anything from here from the kingdom of heaven, because that sin is obstructing him. I said, I want to know the crown of my pastor Santos Lopez. I want to know if she has a crown or how her condition is. Then the Lord told me, let's go to another room which is next to here. We left that very beautiful room and entered another one. When I began to look at that very beautiful room, I observed on the left and right side that there were shelves, and on top of the shelves there were glasses of all sizes. There were some glasses bigger than others. I noticed that they were all pure gold. I began to observe those cups. At that moment the Lord said to me, here are the cups which you see here. They are glasses that inside them there are tears. I began to listen and began to observe in a little screen a woman who was on her knees praying and crying to the Lord. I observed a woman called Santos Lopez who was praying. When she prayed, she shed tears in prayer. The tears fell to her bed. I watched that every time a drop of tear fell on the bed, they went straight to where that cup was. There were many cups in the middle of the room, and I watched them fall in like drops of water. Those glasses were put there because some servants here on earth were praying and shedding tears. Then they were coming to the presence of the Lord, and those tears were gathering in those cups. Then the Lord said to me, look at the condition of my servant on earth. She suffers and sheds tears for the work of the Lord. She works hard for the ministry, and her tears come here to this place. I watched as the glass of tears was filling. Then we got out of there, and the Lord told me, this has been everything for now. Go to earth and tell everything you've seen. All you've heard, everything you've experienced, tell it. Some people through this message will reconsider. They will change their direction and they will follow holiness. Many will believe you and many will not believe you, but remember, as I have always told you, I am your faithful witness. I will always be with you. The church on earth has many angels watching for them. The Holy Spirit is with you and is aware of you. You are not alone. You are always accompanied, even if you do not see the Holy Spirit. Although you do not see that there are angels there in your house, but they are always there. I always send angels when you sleep. There are the angels when you walk. Angels go with you when you pray. There are the angels when you fast. There are the angels when you do all kinds of things. There are angels aware of you, and the Holy Spirit observes the condition of each one. Although you do not look at him, he is always with you. That is the Spirit that I left to be with you every day of your life until the end of the world. Brothers, it is not time to play with the gospel. It is not time to be halfway there with the Lord. It is time to reconsider. My name is Cesar Sandoval. God bless you.